Hey, y'all. The following podcast is an Augusta University and Georgia Cyber Center production. Thanks for tuning in. Things are about to get wild.
Hey, JAG Nation. The JAG mobile app is finally here. This is your one-stop shop for everything at Augusta University. Stay up to date with what's happening in the city and on our campus with our news feature and calendar. Having trouble finding a location? Our campus maps got you covered. All of this and more is provided to you, offering connection and convenience in one centralized location. With more features being added, this is an app you'll definitely need. Download JAG Mobile by AU in the App Store today.
Augusta University presents In the Wild, the podcast for all things Augusta University. With this week's Quick JAG, here's your host, Rayshawn Ricks.
Hey, y'all, and welcome back to another episode of In the Wild. I am your co-host, but on this episode, we're switching things up today. I'm actually going to be the host for this episode. So, Rayshawn and I have switched spots. So, Rayshawn, how have you been?
I'm good. I'm excited for you to, well, really for this episode, like, this is your baby. So, I'm just following your lead. So, that has been interesting for me because, you know, since we started, I've always been on this side or on your side where you're sitting right now. So, it's fun to be on the other side of things. But I just watched, or I don't know if you watched, the Oscars last night, the Academy Award. But even if you didn't watch it, I'm sure you heard about it because Will Smith versus Chris Rock 2022 WrestleMania happened at the Oscars last night. And that was crazy.
It was crazy. I didn't expect it to happen. Like, I didn't watch the Oscars. I was actually doing my hair. And I just happened to look at my phone and I just saw, like, all these notifications from these news outlets talking about Will Smith smacked Chris Rock at the Oscars. I was like, what was going on? Let me go see what happened. So I went to see, you know, of course, Chris Rock was talking about Jada's hair being shaved. And Will Smith was like, oh, no, you're not going to just disrespect my wife like that. And so he smacked him. And there were some words that Will Smith said that I cannot say on this podcast because we're going to keep it PG-13. But
he said, keep my name or keep my wife's name out your mouth.
Yeah, y'all can go back and see exactly what he said. But I was just shocked. What was your reaction?
I was shocked. I just think at this point, the whole world was shocked because you didn't really expect that because for Will Smith, you see him publicly as like this really stand up guy. And even though I remember vaguely like that one time, a news reporter or like a paparazzi got too close, and he kind of like had slapped. I don't know if you remember that. Where he kind of like had slapped him because he had kind of like tried to kiss him. Like, you know how they have the little barricade and reporters all try to, you know, take pictures or whatever. And so Will, I think, went to shake his hand and the guy just like grabbed him for like an embrace. And so he kind of like do what you're doing, Pop. And I mean, he's from West Philly. So I feel, even though I don't condone violence and I don't necessarily like that he kind of got physical in defense of his wife, but I think when you're on a international television program on the front row and someone disrespects your family, it's hard to keep it cute, right? So, yeah, I kind of do wish that it didn't get physical, but I feel like it's kind of justified because you can't talk to about someone's partner like right in their face and expect them just to laugh it off.
Right.
And I also remember back because I'm, for those that don't know, I love this time of year with all the award shows. I love watching TV and just everything in pop culture. Like I'm here for it. So I have receipts. So back in 2016, for those of you who didn't care or were here but didn't know, Chris Rock, when he hosted the Oscars, he kind of threw some shade at Jada because a while back, that year, because it was like hashtag #OscarsSoWhite, she had said or suggested that maybe we should start boycotting these award shows if they aren't valuing diversity and equity and inclusion in every step of the program, from the people who are making nominations, people who vote, people who perform, you know, every part of the program. And Chris Rock made fun of her for it. And so I think maybe from then there were probably some tension,
right,
and it was just unresolved. And then the next time I see you,
it's on and popping.
You say it, you take another shot.
Yeah. So you say something else. Okay, now I'm about to, I'm about to show you something.
Yeah.
Because you keep talking. So
right in my face.
Let me show you who I really am.
Like, yeah. So yeah, I didn't necessarily like it, but I definitely understood where he was coming from. But I also thought, and this is because, we're both investing in PR type of stuff. I saw someone on TikTok say like, oh, this is going to be bigger or worse than the Kanye versus Taylor Swift in the VMAs. And I'm like, I don't think so.
I don't think it's that big. Like you said, I don't condone violence. It's kind of like Chris Rock deserved what he got, because given the context, Jada has talked about her having alopecia.
Yeah.
So for him to comment on her head or her hair, it was very insensitive, whether he knew or not. One thing I always, say, don't comment on appearance,
Yeah.
If you don't know, just don't say anything at all. If you don't have anything nice to say, then don't say it at all. Especially when it comes to appearance, because it's very sensitive. And while you may thought it was funny and lighthearted, it was a very serious thing for Jada and Will. So Chris Rock, I know you're going to think twice about what you're going to say next time at the Oscars.
Yeah, and I remember looking at Jada's face when he made that joke, mm-hmm. and she was really trying to keep it together because she was visibly annoyed. She rolled her eyes, couldn't even bring herself to smile or clap, as everyone else was kind of trying to play off the joke, as audiences just do. So yeah, I agree. I don't think people should make fun of someone else's appearance, especially without context, because that may be something that they can't control. Like you said, she has alopecia. So that's a very sensitive subject.
Right.
And I get in those type of award shows and programs, they like to poke fun at each other because we're all dressed up and we're all getting awards for being ourselves. But you can still hit below the belt. You can still go too far. These are human beings who have thoughts, feelings, and emotions outside of this. And honestly, that's, for them, a professional saying, that's their job,
right,
to show up and to behave and to look good. And if someone's picking at you at your job, I mean, if you catch me off guard, you might get a reaction that, no one was expecting. And I think that's what happened. And I like that Will apologized in his acceptance speech, because he did win the Oscar for Best Actor for King Richard. I hope y'all all saw that movie because it was good. And I even saw reports that after the show, they have since made up. They were able to talk and kind of resolve things. So I'm glad that it was taken care of swiftly.
Yeah. I'm glad they made up, because that was unexpected. I think Will just kind of reacted on emotion and it just happened. I don't think he really just meant to slap him. So
yeah, and I mean, this award night, so these people have been drinking. Some of them are probably hungry because they haven't ate, and because they have to walk the red carpet. They got to get dressed. They don't have time to just hang out. So they don't tell them what he was actually feeling. He was probably hangry. He might have been drunk. I don't know.
I don't know. But shifting gears to something that's more lighthearted, let's talk about some things that have been going on at Augusta University. Let's jump into our Jungle Report. So, as we all know, our men's basketball team fell short in the national title game. They lost to Northwest Missouri State Bearcats. The score was 67-58. I actually went to the watch party. It was really fun. It was really nice.
Yeah, how was it?
It was super lit. We were packed in the rec center. They had free pizza, wings, and also you got a free t-shirt. Me and my sister got there kind of late, so we had got the extra larges. I kind of wanted one that was going to fit me better, but hey, it's a good t-shirt to sleep in. I'm not gonna complain. But it was really nice. They had different sororities and fraternities there. One fraternity, I don't know which one it was, they had like this big flag and they were just like okay. waving it every time the camera came on. And they had, oh, they also had like different activities for students to participate in to win Jag Cash. So they had Head, Shoulders, Knees, and what's Red Cup? It's like this game on TikTok. Have you seen it? So basically it's like someone calls out head, shoulders, toes, but they also call, I think, cup, and you have to grab the cup first.
Oh, I have you gotta. Heard of
I'm
that.
Sorry. I probably explained that really complicatedly, but anyways, and they also played musical chairs, so you could win some Jag Cash. So that was really fun. But I was rooting for us, you know, because it was this was the first time we made it this far. So this was something that I was really excited and looking forward to. And even though we lost, it was still a really good game. The Jags made it really far. So kudos to y'all. Y'all did really good. So hopefully next year we win the national title.
Absolutely. I was, of course, disappointed that we had to lose that game because we were on such a strong winning streak.
Yes.
Like, I think 19 games. So it... Even though we lost, I still was very proud because that was an amazing season. Like you said, this is the farthest we've gone in a very long time, and the game itself was great.
Yeah.
So, and it just kind of, to me, kind of speaks to like the talent that we have at our university. I feel like a lot of people still sleep on us from time to time. Like, yeah. We're still a hidden gem as a university, but I feel like we, like now we can say like, no, we made it. Like the programs, not just academic, but now we can see athletics. Like we, right. Like we rank nationally, and I still think nationally we probably have the number one spot for three point shots.
Ooh, that's good. Yeah, there was a 3-pointer on the other team. He just kept getting it. I was like, oh god. But you know. The men's basketball team, they did their best. They did well, and I'm super proud of y'all. Y'all made it very far. So hopefully next year we win that title.
Yes, I'm still proud to be a Jag. I couldn't be more proud whether we came home with the title or not. Like, they're still champions in my book. Like, shout out to y'all. Mm-hmm.
So going into our next story. So a student by the name, I hope I say it right, excuse me if I don't, Si Long Chin, she has been chosen to present her research at Capitol Hill. So Margaret Wei, a senior with a double major in physics and chemistry, has been selected by the National Council and Undergraduate Research to present her research to members of the United States Congress. She took on the challenge to design and develop an inexpensive device to measure turbidity, which is a prime indicator of overall water quality. What do you think about that?
Once again, like, Jaguar Nation just shows out in the most interesting ways, like, to be able to go to Capitol Hill to present. And it made me think of this. This sounds kind of narcissistic, but it made me think of myself. Like, you know, a few weeks ago, I was able to go to Boston and present with some co-present about podcasting with some Ivy League institutions. And she's going to Capitol Hill to present. Like, we really out here.
Yes.
Like, we really out here representing the university, representing ourselves. And honestly, to be chosen for research, like, that to me, that's such a big deal.
And then it's at Capitol Hill, like, that's really big. And, you know, this is research that can really change the world, an indicator of overall water quality. Because as we all know, there are people out there who are less fortunate than us where water is not good quality. So this could be something that can help a lot of countries out. And I think this is really awesome. I hope it goes well at Capitol Hill for her.
Yes, I'm confident she will make us all hashtag proud.
Yes. I like that. So do you want to tell the audience about our next story?
Yes. So kind of just going off of athletics, because we've been on a roll here, y'all. So our Augusta University's men's golf team will host the Augusta Haskins Award Invitational, which is presented by Valspar in April, the 2nd through the 3rd at the Forest Hills Golf Course at Christenberry. And we're really excited because, you know, this is the time of the year for golf, right? Mm-hmm. For us, for Masters. And once again, our golf team, our men's golf team, is nationally ranked as well. So go out and support them. And not only in April, but throughout the whole entire season for them, because our men's golf team, I know people like to say golf is boring, but I like golf. I like watching golf. It's very simple to follow. Like some of these other sports are very fast paced and you get confused about what's happening if you try to glance at your phone or just be distracted by something. But golf, you can pretty much follow pretty easily. Yes. So I like golf.
You know where I kind of like desired a liking for golf? The Wii. I used to play golf on the Wii.
Wii Sports?
Yes. So there was this game where of course they had like the regular golf game, but they also had another one. I think it was on Wii Sports. I'm not sure. But basically there were like three different like islands on the water and you had to like hit the ball in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember that one? That was like my favorite one. I was like, I kind of thought maybe I could like consider golfing seriously because I was like hitting them, like holding one and stuff. I'm like, uh-oh, not me golfing, but it's on the Wii, so probably don't even count. Anyways.
Golfing was probably my worst sport on Wii Sports. For me, I was in my bag when it came to bowling and tennis.
Oh yeah,
them two. That was my bag.
Mm-hmm.
Golf, and also I've only actually golfed probably twice. It didn't go well for me either time.
And I like the frisbee golf too on the Wii. That was fun, but that wind just messed me up all the time. So. The win on all of the games messed me up, honestly. So.
Yeah, especially like when you kind of like, kind of getting your moment, getting your element, and you like, you know, knocking them out, and then like the wind just kind of throws you off, and yes. You get frustrated. So yeah.
And I could never figure out what is it called? What's the thing you use to swing it with? The
Wii remote.
No, the golf club. That's what it's called. Okay. I could never figure out.
Oh, the little, like, accessory.
Yeah. But, no, I just could never figure out which golf club to use based on, like after I hit the first ball, do I switch it to another golf club? Or which one to switch it to?
Oh, yeah, I see what you're talking about, yeah.
That's what I could never figure out on those games. But, I mean, I didn't really understand golfing. I was just having fun on the Wii, so I don't think it mattered.
Weren't we all?
Yes, so shifting gears, Augusta University students went big at American Advertising Awards.
The Addies.
Yes, we are doing it big. We on our streak here. So Clayton Richardson, a communication major, in Pamplin College of Arts, Humanities, and Social Sciences, and Diana, I think it's Pacheco, a biology major in the College of Science and Mathematics, recently won big at the American Advertising Awards, known as the Addies. They won both Gold and Best in Show Awards, along with $250 in scholarships. So that is awesome. Communication student, shining. You know, I'm a communication major, so I'm rooting for us. I want to see what they actually produce. I think I'm going to go back and watch that. That's awesome. We are on a streak here. Augusta University is shining bright. And Rayshawn, do you want to go into our last Jungle Report story?
Yes. So volunteer services and community engagement will be celebrating all of April as Volunteer Appreciation Month. So it's a national awareness month that the Office of Volunteer Services and Community Engagement, where they will highlight the many contributions that volunteers make up in AU and AU health systems. So what you can do all month long, if you're interested, is go on their webpage and look at the different people that they're honoring, but also take some time on their webpage to look at the different opportunities, because there are so many opportunities, especially within our health system, mm-hmm. where students or those who are interested can volunteer. There's the VolunJags program. So if you, especially if you are interested in shadowing someone in health sciences related career fields, check that out.
Yeah, that's nice. So it sounds like this is a new thing they're doing and it's going to be ongoing. I think this is really nice. Good opportunity to get involved in the community and help out where help is needed. I think I'm going to look to do something volunteer work over, if not spring break, definitely over the summer, because it's always good to give back. And, you know, for me, volunteering is fulfilling, just to see that I could put a smile on someone else's face, you know, not always just doing something for something in return or for money, but just out of the kindness of your heart. And I like that they're highlighting contributions that volunteers are making. So that's awesome. All right. That is it for our Jungle Report. Stay tuned as we have two very special guests, Rachel Wilkerson and Sarah Childers from Destination Augusta. They are going to give us the inside scoop of some fun and hidden gem activities to do in Augusta, Georgia over spring break.
Congratulations, class of 2022. We can't wait to celebrate you at commencement this semester. The graduate hooding and commencement ceremony will be held at 6 p.m. Thursday, May 12th at the Bell Auditorium, located at 712 Telfair Street in downtown Augusta. Undergraduate commencement will be split into two ceremonies on Friday, May 13th at 10 a.m. and 2 p.m. We'll celebrate graduates from the College of Education, College of Science and Mathematics, Pamplin College of Arts, Humanities, and Social Sciences, and the School of Computer and Cyber Sciences during the 10 a.m. ceremony. We'll celebrate graduates from the College of Allied Health Sciences, College of Nursing, and the whole College of Business during the 2 p.m. ceremony. Both undergraduate commencement ceremonies will be held at the Augusta Marriott at the Convention Center, located at 2 10th Street in downtown Augusta. If you have any questions about commencement, shoot an email to graduation@augusta.edu. This message was brought to you by the Office of the Registrar.
Hey, y'all, and welcome back to another episode of In the Wild. Today, we have two very special guests joining us today. We have Rachel Wilkerson and Sarah Childers from Destination Augusta, who will be giving us the inside scoop of hidden gem places and activities you can enjoy over spring break, of course, in Augusta, Georgia. So, how are y'all doing today?
Doing well. Thank you for having us.
Yeah, thank you.
Awesome, awesome. So let's just jump right into this episode. So Miss Rachel, we'll start with you. Sure. Could you just tell us a little bit about yourself and what you do at Visit Augusta?
Sure. Well, I'm Rachel Wilkerson, and I'm the communications manager over at Destination Augusta. And I kind of get the opportunity to help with some in-house graphic design, some national PR. I get to manage some database things. I get to be on this cool podcast. You know, represent Augusta in some really wonderful ways, and get to work with a really incredible team.
That sounds really awesome.
Yeah, it is.
Are you an Augusta native?
I'm not a native, but I am an AU alum.
Okay.
I went when it was ASU, but I moved here when I was in high school. My dad was in the Army, and so we moved a lot, but this is the last place that he got stationed, and so kind of stuck. And I love Augusta. It's been a really sweet home.
Are you a communication alum?
I'm not. I'm not. My sister is.
Okay.
But I actually studied music education at Augusta University, and it was an incredible experience. But I'm kind of proof in the pudding that you can study something and change your mind and do something entirely different than what you studied and still love what you do.
That's awesome. And I'm not an Augusta native either. I'm from Columbus, Georgia.
Nice.
I love it here, though. It's awesome. I say Columbus and Augusta are sister cities because the cities are very similar. So it was a easy breeze moving and adjusting here.
That's awesome.
So what about you, Miss Sarah? Tell me a little bit about yourself.
Well, I'm the director of community engagement, so that includes speaking publicly a little bit about our sister company, Augustine Company. I don't know if y'all have been, but it is on 1010 Broad Street, and it is the Augusta Experience Center. So you can go by there and not only shop local products and get some community pride wear. We do carry a few things from AU and have a good collaboration with y'all's bookstore. And then we also have an art gallery. But if we don't have what someone's looking for and want that unique local experience, and we don't get to talk about it today, you can come by anytime, visit our website, or give us a call, and we can share that information with you. We're the Augusta experts every day.
Awesome. I'm definitely going to stop by there probably over spring break and maybe buy some merchandise.
You should.
Spend some money over spring break. All right, so let's jump into some upcoming events that AU students or just anyone in Augusta could look forward to. So could you tell us about any upcoming spring break activities, such as like concerts or festivals, maybe even some fairs? What do you got?
Sure. Well, during spring break, which happens to be during the Masters Tournament, you might find a lot of visitors here, but there are some pretty cool concerts actually to support a few local organizations. Rock for Dough is one, and the other is Major Rager. Those are some great concerts to support great causes. I think one supports First Tee, and the other is in Columbia County, so it's a little further out, but these are some great local things to do here during Masters. But
so with those concerts, how can people register for those and buy tickets?
So if you want to visit Augusta.com, it's literally visitaugusta.com. You can find more on our events page, and there are links to each of those registration for the concerts. So anything that you're looking to do in Augusta, seriously, visit our events page. We have all kinds of things listed. The community posts things. We post things. If you want to post something on there that would be great for visitors or for locals to, you know, experience, that would be the place I would go. I'd send everybody there. So if you're looking for something during spring break, visit Augusta.com/events.
Okay.
Very easy and convenient for us.
It really is.
Yes. Awesome. So what about some free but also entertaining things to do in Augusta this spring break?
Well, free and entertaining things. I know that there are some wonderful outdoor spaces. We have some incredible trails, bike trails. The Riverwalk is beautiful this time of year. If you have not been outside, please go. Everything is blooming, so I apologize if you're allergic to everything. Most people are. But, you know, there are some really beautiful scenes along the river. Take a picnic lunch. You can bring a bike if you have one and head out. There's the Riverwalk continues past 13th Street and changes into the River Levee Trail. And there's a cool suspension bridge out there. There may or may not be. People have put locks on there with, you know, some special dates and those sort of things. But you have incredible views of the Savannah River. And so that would be a great way to spend some of your free time outdoors, really enjoying what Augusta has to offer.
I feel like this is the perfect time of year to capitalize on going outside because, for us, the weather is only this great for like a short span of time. So like, you got to go outside while you can, because then it becomes unbearable before you know it.
Yeah. Yesterday I was outside sitting at the Jesse Norman Amphitheater right there on 8th Street and just soaking in the sun. I told my husband I felt like a little lizard just enjoying the sun. So it was lovely.
So speaking about outdoor activities to do, what about some hiking trails or just trails in general that we can look forward to?
Sure. Well, the Augusta Canal Trail is is historic, and it follows the entire canal all the way in to the Savannah Rapids Pavilion. It's kind of a clay dirt trail. That would be an incredible way to spend like either a week, like kind of start and do a couple miles and then keep going each day if you wanted to do something like that. I'm trying to think what else, Sarah.
You can head out to Finnessy Swamp, which they're thinking about changing their name to Finnessy Nature Preserve because people think of swamp in a negative way, which is unfortunate because it's a beautiful ecosystem.
It's really incredible.
However, it has some really lovely boardwalks that are nice and some wildlife. It is not dangerous, but you will see there's something larger than you, and that is A-okay. And Langley Pond Park out there actually has some new paths and trails for a smoother ride for the rollerbladers and roller skaters. I would hit up the North Augusta Greenway. That is a really great place. I see people who don't have to register a fall on their health record like I do out there on roller skates. And I'm like, you go ahead while you're young. those are some great places. And also on the North Augusta side is the Savannah River Bluffs. It is an uphill hike on the way back, which some people get a little bit of regret about. But the view is so worth it that hopefully when you look back on your pictures afterwards, you're glad you made that trip. And so that's under 2 miles and it's really, really beautiful.
Awesome.
Awesome. So it sounds like there's a lot of options for some outdoor activities. So the next question I have, I've been waiting to ask, and I know a lot of you guys watching are probably waiting for this answer too. So could you tell us what are some hidden gem places or things to do in Augusta or some things that you feel like are underrated but are often overlooked?
Well, one thing that comes to mind, is a new kind of business that came about in the pandemic, kind of like your podcast, you know, started. So, but is Two Dudes and a Boat kayak rentals.
Okay.
They give tours. You could rent a kayak, but they are downtown at the 5th Street Marina. And I think they're looking to expand actually to another dock, but they give, you can just get out on the river. I had never been out on the river. That's a view that I think anybody who lives in Augusta should try to experience. It's incredible. But I think they're just such a hidden gem. The guys who run the company are so incredibly fun and make it a really just wonderful experience. But being on the river is pretty cool. Mm-hmm. Now, definitely prepare yourself because it is kind of an uphill where they start. You got to paddle against the current. But on the way back, it is quite nice because you get to go with the current. And
Awesome. So, could you do it like as a group or like bring a friend?
You can. You could get a whole group of friends together. You could go alone if you wanted. And you could bring your own kayak.
Oh, awesome.
Or you could rent from them. So they are really, really cool, very helpful. We'll tell you if it's a great day out on the river to go kayaking, but it's just a fantastic experience.
Awesome. Well, I can't wait to check that out because I haven't been kayaking yet. And that was something on my bucket list when I moved here because I saw like that was a big thing.
Yeah.
So I'm definitely going to be checking that out over spring break.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So let's jump into restaurants for all the foodies out there. We know that some of you guys are going to be looking for some good restaurants to eat at over spring break. So, Rachel and Sarah, could you tell us some good restaurants around Augusta that you think we should check out?
A big favorite of mine also that opened downtown during the pandemic that they have a second location up in Columbia County is Laziza Mediterranean Grill. It's so tasty, and it's one of the few restaurants right now that's actually open on Mondays, which is really nice. But just for people who want to get a slightly adventurous and try something with a little bit of an exotic seasoning, it's a great experience. But they can also just do some grilled chicken for you. It's wonderful because they have vegan and vegetarian options. But they also have some really good meat options. So it's very inclusive restaurant, something for everybody. And I really love that. And it's right next to the James Brown mural. So you can eat outside at their covered seating. They just added several more tables outdoors if you're still wanting to eat outdoors and just enjoy the mural and the sky and the fountains. I'll be right back. Just kidding.
I like to go to Laziza for lunch sometimes and then sneak to Vance's on my way back to the office.
Ooh.
They're right there.
It's right there.
So, yeah.
Great combo.
It's some of those bourbon cookies.
Have you all tried Shake City yet?
No.
I have not.
Do you know about it, though?
I do know about it, but I have not been yet.
It's not just for milkshake lovers, but it just has all of the extra ingredients, like full cookies as your topping. And they'll do a waffle cone bowl for you if you don't want a milkshake so that you can just get your spoon in there.
And dig in.
It's so good.
Oh, I got to stop by there. I'm going to, like, work out the whole week before. So, like, the week that I'm going, I don't feel guilty about it. I'm going.
Yeah.
Thank you. Well, eventually,
the Fifth Street Walking Bridge will be open, right. And you can just walk it off.
That's literally. Right. I'm looking forward to the completion of that because I think that's going to really just, like, help revitalize the whole downtown area and get people to look at it differently.
Beautiful. Yeah.
Yeah. It's definitely evolving over time. It's been really neat to watch.
Yeah. So what about restaurants for our couples out there? So what restaurants would you recommend that has like a romantic vibe?
Ooh, a romantic vibe. I know Soleil can be very much that date night
before
spot.
10 p.m. Then you find your couple.
Well, I know they have right now with the weather being so nice and being kind of really cool in the evenings and warmer during the middle of the day, they have an outdoor kind of patio and fires out there. So that would be, I mean, kind of a wonderful way to spend a date night with your person. So
yeah, and I would definitely check some of the more romantic restaurants during Master's Week. They tip spring break. Also I'm sorry, true. Just spring break. AU. I guess university is the best. Just check to make sure that they have space. I love Finch and Fifth, which is over in Surrey Center. Mm-hmm. And you can do an online reservation, which I really love. Mm. It has a lot of shareables, and you can make a charcuterie board.
Oh, nice.
Uh-huh. So that, and they, again, have indoor and outdoor seating. I like options.
Awesome. Well, you guys kind of answered my next question about some rooftop restaurants. Oh. Are there any more? That's my favorite. I just love rooftop restaurants. It's such a vibe. Mm. The scene, the pictures, like, it's just the best. So yeah. Any other rooftop restaurants I should check out?
Have you been to Edgar's above Broad?
I haven't yet.
Okay, you have got to go.
Today.
Did you?
Really?
Okay, well, wonderful.
Yeah, because they are open for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, so you can, whatever light you need, they got you.
Yeah, they have an incredible mural up there. You can play, like, almost life-size checkers or chess.
It's life-size
bocce
checkers.
Ball. Mm. It's indoor-outdoor, so it's just got the coolest vibe.
Yeah.
Yeah, it really, really does.
The view's really nice as well.
Okay, I'm checking that one out. Rooftop restaurant for me, Edgar's.
A must do in Augusta.
Yeah, it's really neat too because they are actually a training ground for people wanting to go work in resorts later, especially chefs and wait staff. Mm-hmm. And so they are trying to do that elevated luxury experience for the patrons, including the food. And so they do some adventurous, unusual stuff. You have to try the pork rinds.
Something with pork.
It's nachos with pork rinds. It sounds not fancy, but it is fancy, I promise.
It's delicious.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm clearly not a chef.
Well, that sounds delicious. I'm going to definitely try that one. So last question for you, Rachel and Sarah. What is your favorite thing to do in Augusta, Georgia?
Ooh, I think right now, honestly, when I recommended the bike ride along the river watch and the trail, my husband and I have been trying to go on our bikes almost weekly. But another really wonderful kind of experience in Augusta, I would say, would be some of the museums, like the Morris downtown has, they're open on Sunday and they're free. And so if you have never been and that like kind of cost is more prohibitive as a student, you're like, I'm looking for free things, which you asked, that would be a great time to go and check out some really beautifully curated art from the South. It's specifically focused on that, but they also have some really cool events that go on there. I know Artrageous is there on Sundays. I think it's returned. And so it's happening not every Sunday, but intermittently. And so, again, check out our events page, our calendar, for more information. But I would definitely recommend going and kind of strolling, having a nice kind of slow Sunday.
Awesome.
So how did y'all become Augusta experts? Would you say before you took on these roles, you were already experts, or did that come after you got into your positions?
I was really fortunate to be hired for my role. A lot of it had to do with the fact that I'm one of the founders of Augusta Handmade Fair coming up the day before Mother's Day in the Doris Building at 930 Broad. Anyway, it is it's vending of all handmade items, most of them locals, but it's been going long enough that we do have some regional draw. And so I had those built-in relationships with local makers, which made it a natural fit for me to source Augusta & Company when it launched in the spring of 2019. And so I already loved Augusta and loved shopping local and supporting local business. So it was kind of a no-brainer for me.
For me, I think just having kind of lived here for long enough to know, but honestly, starting with Destination Augusta was where a lot of awareness started to come. I knew of some things, but it just sort of bloomed after I started working with everybody, and just things coming in, managing that event calendar, seeing what cool attractions, experiences were around and available. So, and just kind of, you know, doing some research. So anybody can be an Augusta mm-hmm. expert. But
yeah, and there's always new things. We didn't mention Bike Baby yet, that's on my list for this spring. They have a glow-in-the-dark bike ride on beach cruisers. They have a couple other different themes, but that one, there's like glow sticks throughout the bike spokes and stuff that looks really fun. So that's on my list to hit up.
Oh, yeah.
Put that on the to-do list.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Rachel and Sarah, for giving us some insight scoops of things to do this spring break. I made a mental list of some things to do this spring break. So thank you guys so much. And we'll see you guys next time.
Thanks for listening to In the Wild. If you like what you heard, then give a nice rating and review to this podcast on whatever you use to listen to your podcast. To keep our conversations going, follow In the Wild on Instagram at InTheWildPod and Augusta University on all social media platforms. Don't forget to follow me, your host, Rayshawn Ricks, at Rayshawn Ricks, to send me questions you want to see answered on the show. Tune in for new episodes every week because we don't want you to miss a single thing that's happening on campus. You can also find out more news at jaguar.augusta.edu. Until then, I'll see y'all next time. Stay wild.